This is Community Connection, conversations with local people about interesting things. Jerry Culzer is a sculptor who's easy to find this time of the year. He's in the Dairy Building at the Minnesota State Fair sculpting butterheads. But his personal art history began a little further north. Here's my Community Connection conversation with Jerry.
In high school, I didn't have art classes. They had cut the art program, so I think ninth grade was my last art class. But then I got to UMD, and I took a ceramics class. And Tom Kerrigan was the professor there, Jim Klug as well, and I think Jim is still working there. But they allowed me to really explore clay, and it was just the tactile experience, just the being able to feel it and squish it, and I just fell in love with it. It was just a wonderful experience that I hadn't had before.
And you've got work displayed across the nation, across the globe even, but locally you are strongly connected to butter sculptures at the Minnesota State Fair. I'm wondering about your origins with the Princess K butter sculptures. How did that come to be?
Well, way back, and this is, here's the long story. way back in college, the only place I could see a person sculpt besides knocking on someone's door was at the state fair.
Huh.
So I would, you know, visit the fair and take a look at Linda Christensen and how she was working on that block of butter. And it was interesting because it was a subtractive process. You know, it's with clay you can add and subtract, but the butter block carving that Linda was doing was very subtractive, like, you know, Michelangelo carving marble. And so it was a real good learning experience for me. So that started it. And I thought, you know, this would be a fun job. I think I would like that. So I contacted Midwest Dairy and asked when Linda retires, is there a place for me? Years later, they contacted me back and they asked if I was interested. I said, yes, for sure. So they brought me in before the fair and gave me a big butter block, a 90-pound block of butter, and some pictures of one of the people that worked for Midwest Dairy. So it was like an audition more than an interview.
that's quite the audition, yeah.
Yeah, so I was sitting in a back cooler. You know, it was very dark, just one or two light bulbs in there, and trying to sculpt this big butter block that I had never done before. But they liked it well enough to call me back the next year and work with Linda. So I apprenticed under her, and then she handed me her butter knife.
And when was this? What year did you start?
Was it 2021?
Okay, so a couple of years now.
And don't quote me on that. I'm not quite sure. I mean, the thing is that COVID was in there too, so I can't remember what year that was.
Yeah, Linda, our memories are all a little bit skewed on that time. Sure.
Right. Yeah. So I'm not quite sure which years.
Well, let's get a little bit technical with it. You've already mentioned a little bit about the process of it being subtractive, but texture, methodology, going into it, what is different or even appealing about sculpting with butter?
Butter is such a fun medium because there's such a range of sort of a differences. You know, the hard butter that you have in the butter booth at 40 degrees is just like what you have in the refrigerator. You carve into it, it's hard, it kind of flakes away if you carve into it. When butter is warmer, 50 degrees, it's more like clay and you can kind of stick it back on a little bit better. So it's a medium that has just a huge variety of different possibilities.
Beyond the state fair, do you sculpt with butter either for artistic endeavors or to just keep up or improve your craft? Is there an off-season preparation, I suppose, is maybe the question.
Any preparation I do off-season is usually done in clay, but I do get random commissions, people asking me, you know, can you make a butter loon for our Thanksgiving Day table? You know, random things like that. I just finished up a couple weeks ago a wedding sculpture, a bride and groom in butter. So I get a little practice, I guess.
How many sculptures are you doing personally for the state fair each year, and do you have any support crew? Are there other sculptors working with you in a bit of an apprenticeship at this point?
Not at this point, no. It's just me. And that's a little scary because I don't know if I get sick or something, I don't know what will happen. But yeah, that's the way Linda Christensen worked for 50 years. She was there, and you know, through thick and thin. So no apprentices yet. Maybe in the future, that might happen. But as far as preparation and things, I don't know. I just enjoy working in clay and playing around with that a little bit before the fair, making sure that I can still sculpt things.
The individuals whose faces you're carving into butter, do you chat with them at all? I wonder if there is, you want to get to know them a little bit so as to help certain qualities of their personality shine, or are you just like, nope, this is a measurement thing. This is making sure we have, like, I wonder about that artistic side of it. Do you try to give it a little bit of a, their personality per se?
Well, I try, but we're the Princess K program. There are 10 finalists, so I'm sculpting Princess K for 2 days, and then one finalist a day after that. And so I'm working really, really fast. And the finalist or Princess K is sitting in the butter booth with me, and we're having a great conversation. Mm-hmm. It is so fun to talk to those young women. They're like the CEOs of companies. They know their business, they know they're passionate about dairy, and it's just so fun to talk with them. I grew up on a farm, and it's interesting to see the difference in farming from, you know, 50 years ago when I was growing up on the farm to what they're doing today. It's fun to compare notes.